5 seconds.
It's nice to see him in the huddle. He looks confident. When a quarterback's confident, then it makes the rest of the team confident.
Yeah, the spotlight is on. Trey Lance is the young quarterback, and the 49ers return to the gridiron. His time to shine in the preseason tonight. Plus, if you are headed out to the game, expect a lot of people out at Levi's with you. We'll have a look at game day traffic coming right up.
And that sunshine is sticking around for this game. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon for us as kickoff starts. We'll have more on that coming up in the full forecast.
Ready for some football. Plus, the vice president staying in the Bay Area. The plans to help launch a new initiative in her hometown of Oakland today. Devin.
And bringing the Jetsons to real life. About time. United Airlines' big bet to make flying taxis happen soon.
And we are counting down to 49ers preseason football. The Niners playing the Packers at Levi's Stadium tonight. You can only catch the action right here on KPIX5. Of course, all eyes will be on Trey Lance tonight, now taking over as the new starting QB for the Niners. But years before his football career took off, those who grew up with him say he was a kind and caring kid, always smiling and a joy to be around. KPIX5's Max Darrow has the story from Trey's hometown, Marshall, Minnesota.
Before Trey Lance became a name that people all over the country would know as the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, those who watched him grow up say he was always just a good kid from small town USA. In the tight-knit town of Marshall, Minnesota, you'll find families like the Claiths and the Polieskis who are proud to show off their 49ers jerseys.
Best of luck, Trey. You're going to do great.
Love you, buddy.
They've all known Trey Lance since he was a little boy, who, by the way, always seemed happy with a football in his hands, at least in the photos and video his parents shared with us.
I love this.
Trey and his brother Bryce met the Claith and Polieski kids in elementary school at the Holy Redeemer Catholic School.
They were making cards for something. Trey there, my necklace here.
The Polieskis also lived across the street from the Lances, and the girls say they played with the Lance boys every day.
Trey and Bryce were kind of just like another set of older brothers for me. I remember growing up with Trey, if it was more of a Carly day and I was picking the activities, we were baking and hanging out inside watching movies. But if it was a Trey day, we were watching Xbox, playing basketball out in the front yard and just having fun.
From elementary school through high school, Trey played on a lot of teams with Mark and Missy Claith's kids.
Here's my son, Nicholas, which was one of his wide receivers.
Here he is, connecting with Nicholas for a touchdown.
Trey is probably one of the nicest young men that we knew growing up. Very polite, very cordial, got along with everybody, liked to have fun, had a big smile all the time.
From the parents' perspective,
they grow up so fast and things change. So when I look at these things, I just smile.
The Claiths say they always appreciated how kind Trey was to his friends and still is. This photo was taken shortly after Trey was drafted by the 49ers.
Very humble kid, very kind kid, always concerned for others, a very good friend to everybody, you know, all the way through from when he was little to today.
Jim and Gail Polieski couldn't agree more.
He just really looks out for others, and he truly has happiness when others are successful. That's a really cool thing.
There's no question Trey has found success so far. And along the way, the Claiths and the Polieskis say he's always stayed true to the Trey they've known and loved for many years.
There's a few things that I think have stayed the same, and they're my favorite things about him. I mean, he's always been very confident, and he's always been very intentional about, you know, being caring with the ones he loves. And he's always been goofy, and I don't think he's lost that, which has been really cool.
I feel bad calling him a kid, but he will always be a kid. He will be our kid in this neighborhood.
No matter how big he's going to get, still is very humble, loves his friends.
And they're all excited to see him shine in a 49ers uniform as the starting quarterback, all the way from Marshall, Minnesota.
He is a guy who really works hard, takes it very seriously, and will always strive to do his best.
He's going to embrace that whole Bay Area. Take it in. It's going to be a ride.
He's so supportive of everyone, and he's going to love on your guys' community. You're getting the best we've got.
From Niner Nation in Marshall, Minnesota, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
Yeah, that's cool. 49er fans are certainly embracing Trey Lance. And hey, you're going to get a first look at him tonight, at least in preseason, as the Niners take on the Packers. If you are headed down to the game tonight, you will not be alone. They're expecting a big crowd. So leave early, give yourself some extra time. Kickoff at 5:30. Expect delays 101, 237, 880. Lawrence Expressway, Great America Parkway, San Tomas Expressway. Those are areas not far from the stadium. Certainly going to be busy as well. There will be closures on Tasman Drive in and around Levi. So heads up there. If you want to skip the roadways, use public transit. You've got special service opportunities. They'll be provided by VTA. BART Milpitas to VTA. Also, bike valet service. Use Green Lot 1. And if you are going to do rideshare, Red Lot 7 for pickup and drop off. So a lot of options, but definitely give yourself some extra time. And hopefully, Jess, the weather will be beautiful for the game tonight.
You know, Gianna, it is jersey wearing weather as we extend into this afternoon. Kickoff at 5:30, 80s and sight. This is the perfect way to start off the season. I mean, we're even seeing a lot of sunshine in the forecast too. So a very warm start to our day. And as we extend into the afternoon, looks like it's going to be a very similar trend, even for our friends all the way off in our East Inland Hills. 90s in sight for now, upper 90s just by next Monday, even some triple digits too. So we are bracing for that. But from the coast all the way off in the bay, we're really not going to be seeing too much of a change, actually. A beautiful sunrise as we're waking up this morning. Official sunrise actually in about 15 minutes or so. Things are going to start changing as we extend into the afternoon. That thin marine layer that we just saw down at the Black Mountain Cam, it's going to start dissipating. We're going to be seeing a lot of sunshine, not only today, but really as we head into the next couple days all throughout the bay. We'll break that down coming up in the full forecast, but for now, back to you, Gianna.
All right, thank you, Jessica. We are getting you ready for the big game all day today. A special hour-long edition of KPIX 5 News at 4 is happening live from Levi's Stadium, and that leads us into the Red and Gold Report. Kickoff at 5:30, and stick around after the game for full analysis with the fifth quarter. And we know the Bay Area is full of 49ers super fans. Now is your chance to recognize them. So get your cell phone out and scan that QR code on your screen to nominate your favorite member of the faithful, someone who is all things red and gold. And all season, we will be profiling these super fans. Amanda.
And we love to see them, Gianna. Time now for a look at this morning's other top stories. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in her hometown of Oakland. She'll join Mayor Libby Schaaf to launch the city's Generation Fund. It's geared towards supporting public school students from low-income households. Hundreds of local and regional donors have chipped in to improve access to college and break the cycle of poverty. Yesterday, Harris met with state lawmakers in San Francisco to discuss reproductive rights. Attorney General Merrick Garland is asking a federal court to unseal a warrant for this week's search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. In a statement, Trump backs the immediate release of those documents. The search on Monday is part of a Justice Department investigation into the former president's handling of classified documents as he was leaving the White House. A state agency is looking into possible campaign finance violations in the recall of Chase Abudin, a San Francisco DA. According to the Chronicle, a complaint from a Abudin supporter says four pro-recall groups failed to fully disclose where some of their money came from. That complaint was filed about a year ago, and the State Fair Political Practices Commission is still investigating this issue. Devin.
United Airlines is betting big on a startup company to shuttle people to the airport, not on the road, but in the air. Archer, the company developing flying taxis, says they hope their electric four-seater helicopters will be operational by 2024. United made an initial investment of $10 million, and that is for 100 vehicles.
Flying taxis.
Yeah, we kind of said it was like the Jetsons, yes. And I sort of feel like that's what it's going to be. But it's not just the airport. I think those, you know, whenever you hear about this, it's different places mm-hmm. that just have little helipads, which you would know all about.
I think that'd be really cool, and I think that that's the way that the future is heading. I think that's the way that we're heading into the future. I'm really excited.
It'll save time.
Shorten my commute.
I'm okay with that.
Definitely.
All right.